the sky, then your spirit is one with me. Your wings span the mighty ocean. Your eyes see everything. The slightest of your motions can make the continents ring. Yet in all just another story amidst millions of man-made lies. They tell of how you fell from the sky, your once proud beauty aflame to vanish.
All right. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to another edition of the Free American Hour. I'm your host, Clay Douglas, publisher of the Free American News Magazine. Today, keep your eye on my website for some changes that may be happening very shortly within the next few weeks. I'm in Florida for Daytona Bike Week. I'll be distributing a couple of magazines over there. And one of the new magazines is something called Born to Ride. Almost my life history. Almost. Yeah, no, that's not exactly true. I mean, I actually only started riding when I was 10. But I guess you could say Born to Ride. Yeah, and that's a magazine out of Florida. Been established for a number of years, and hopefully we'll be able to put something together. So I'll be working with them, and you, if you're interested in picking up something that's not too controversial, well, it will have me riding for it as the Free American. Or as a Thunder Rider, I'm not sure what my nom de plume will be yet. But, hey, we're starting to make a little bit of headway. And about 4 issues ago, I told you about the detention centers in America. Dick Cheney's company, Brown & Root, Halliburton, same people that raped one of their female employees over there in Iraq, and nobody's been tried for that yet. But the San Francisco Chronicle is now talking about detention camps at undisclosed locations in the U.S. Rule by fear or rule by law? They start off with a quote from Winston Churchill, said, "The power of the executive to cast a man into prison without formulating any charge known to the law, and particularly to deny him the judgment of his peers, is in the highest degree odious and is the foundation of all totalitarian government, whether Nazi or communist." That was Winston Churchill on November 21st, 1943. And isn't that what Bush wants to do, has been doing? The Chronicle, an article by Lewis Suller and Dan Hamburg, says since 9/11, seemingly without the notice of most Americans, the federal government has assumed the authority to institute martial law, arrest a wide swath of dissidents, and detain people. Hang on, we'll give you the rest of the story in just a moment.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA, of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Jewish plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is Jewish and how Congress is controlled by the Jews. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
To help keep the Free American going, well, I would suggest that you go to the email, go to the freeamerican.com, and make a donation, make an order, order some Miracle 2, order some of our new trace minerals with fulvic acid, made the right way. So it's not quite like the trace minerals that one doctor puts out. We call that dinosaur dung. Everything's on the website. And the freeamerican.com, you got a place to make donations, two or three places there. We can certainly use your help. And my number is 888-678-1444. The San Francisco Chronicle. Talking about detention centers. Well, let's call them what they are. Concentration camps. And maybe because one in every 32 Americans are in prison, on parole, or on probation. Maybe. Maybe. There are federal prisons are just getting too full. But they say San Francisco Chronicle, Lewis Heller, Dan Hamburger, since 9/11, and seemingly without the notice of most Americans, the federal government has assumed the authority to institute martial law, arrest a wide swath of dissident citizens and non-citizens alike, and detain people without legal or constitutional recourse in the event of an emergency influx of immigrants in the U.S. or to support the rapid development of new programs. Beginning in 1999, and this, by the way, is before 9/11, the government has entered into a series of single-bid contracts with Halliburton subsidiary Kellogg Brown and Root to build detention camps at undisclosed locations within the United States. The government has also contracted with several companies to build thousands of rail cars, some reportedly equipped with shackles, ostensibly to promote transport detainees. According to diplomat and author Peter Dale Scott, the KBR contract is a part of Homeland Security Plan titled Endgame, which sets as its goal the removal of all removable aliens and potential terrorists. And keep in mind, the bill passed by the House by an overwhelming 400-some-odd to 20, 1955, describes homegrown terrorists. Fraudbusters such as Representative Henry Waxman, Democrat of Los Angeles, have complained about these contracts, saying that more taxpayer dollars should not go to a taxpayer gouging Halliburton. But the real question is, what kind of new programs require the construction and refurbishment of detention facilities in nearly every state in the union with the capacity to house perhaps millions of people? Now, they want you to believe, of course, and they've even stated this, that that's for all removable aliens. But there were 700,000 illegal aliens marching in the streets of L.A., and ICE, the Department of Homeland Security, is supposed to be doing that, did not arrest a single one. Section 1042 of the 2007 National Defense Authorization Act says the use of the armed forces in major public emergencies gives the executive the power to invoke martial law. For the first time in more than a century, the president is now authorized to use the military in response to a natural disaster, a disease outbreak, a terrorist attack, or any other condition in which the president determines that domestic violence has occurred to the extent that state officials cannot maintain public order. In the worst disaster in America, folks, the 9/11. Did you see Americans rioting in the streets? Did you see Americans looting? No. You saw men like William Rodriguez helping other Americans, helping them get out of the building. William was the last man out of the North Tower. There was no looting. What we have is firefighters, policemen, now dying off from their taking part in that exercise. And they use that as an excuse to invade Iraq, to kill more thousands of our people. These are attacks on the American people. And if you've gotten my video, and you need to get this video, folks, You can order from me at 888-678-1444. I filmed the first Homeland Security meeting, and this was at Sandia Labs. And this was already in place. This is, we don't need to suspend Posse Comitatus, Colonel John Brinkerhoff says. We don't need to suspend. The president can order troops into the streets any time he wants. Now, the Military Commissions Act, another one, ran through Congress in 2006, just before the 2006 midterm elections, allows for the indefinite imprisonment of anyone who donates money to a charity that turns up on a list of terrorist organizations or who speaks out against the government policies. The law calls for secret trials for citizens and non-citizens alike. Also, in 2007, the White House quietly issued National Security Presidential Directive 51 to ensure continuity of government in the event of what the document vaguely calls a catastrophic emergency. And this is the same thing Colonel Brinkerhoff used as my video, The True Face of FEMA. Catastrophic emergency. In case of a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area, we'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to control the American people, because some of them just won't follow orders. In other words, folks, and this is covered in this issue of the Free American, the whole bird flu hoax. Now, in case of a single outbreak of smallpox, they want to line you up on Kmart parking lot and give you vaccines already prepared, already waiting. Just got to have the right emergency. And they want to put more troops on the streets of America to control the American people than they want to, than we used to invade Iraq. And the Iraq invasion is costing us billions. And he's asked, Colonel Brinkerhoff on my film has asked, are you talking about the National Guard? No. They're too expensive. Besides, they're going to be in Iraq or Iran or Afghanistan or Bosnia or Chechnya or you know, any of the other 130 countries. They won't be here. We need that cheap source of well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops. That is Presidential Directive 51 to ensure the continuity of government. Should the president determine that such an emergency has occurred, he and he alone is empowered to do whatever he deems necessary to ensure the continuity of government. This could include everything from canceling elections to suspending the Constitution to launching a nuclear attack. And Congress has yet to hold a single hearing on NSPD 51. And U.S. Rep. Jane Harman, a Democrat from Venice, Los Angeles County, has come up with a new way to expand the domestic war on terror. Her Violent Radicalization and Homegrown Terrorism Prevention Act of 2007-1955, passed the House by a lopsided vote 446, which set up a commission to examine and report upon facts and causes of so-called violent radicalism and extremist ideology. Is extremist ideology to support the Constitution? We'll be right back. Take your calls. 800-313-9443.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful, it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
Not start getting gas to them until after they've got between 30 and 60 cents on the dial. I haven't heard many people talking about that.
I haven't noticed that. I've been on the road and I've been getting diesel, and it seems like it's coming out to start, but you know, I haven't really had my head down there to examine to see if it's, you know, just put the pump in, turn it on, most people walk off on it.
Yeah, I think that's what they're counting on. And the other thing is, there's white X's all over the countryside around here. They look like something to be seen from the air. They're pinned in ditches. They're about 6 foot long on each leg of the X, and there's a round hole in the center of them. And there, nobody seems to know anything about it.
What was that?
They're white X's. They're made out of plastic, and they're pinned into the grass in ditches. They appear to be something to be seen from the air.
Okay.
They're about 6 foot, you know, long on the legs, about a foot wide, and a round circle in the center. And nobody around here seems to know anything about them. I was just kind of curious if you'd heard anything.
I have not, but I'll keep my eye peeled for it. Big X's with a circle on it. In the ditches alongside of what type of roads?
Blacktops.
Okay.
County roads is where I've noticed them. They may be other places, too. This is just where I've seen them.
Okay. I'll keep my eye peeled for it, and when I'm run across any road crews, if they've got them down here in Florida, I'll see what I can find out.
Okay. And, you have a good one.
All right, sir. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay. The according to the commentary in the Baltimore Sun, Representative Harmon and her colleagues from both sides of the aisle believe the country faces a native brand of terrorism and needs a commission with sweeping investigative powers to combat it. A clue as to where Harmer's commission might be aiming is the Animal Enterprise Terrorism Act, a law that labels those who engage in sit-ins, civil disobedience, trespass, or any other crime in the name of animal rights as terrorists. Other groups in the crosshairs might be anti-abortion protesters. Think about abortion. I mean, if you want to wipe out a population of a country, kill 50 million of its children? Anti-tax agitators? Show me the law. That's all we're asking. Show me the law. Immigration activists. Ooh, let's see. 50,000 Americans have been murdered by illegal immigrants. You'd think we'd need to get active. Environmentalists, peace demonstrators, Second Amendment rights supporters. The list goes on and on. According to Naomi Wolf, an author, the National Counterterrorism Center holds the names of roughly 775,000 terrorist suspects, with a number increasing by 20,000 per month. Oh, you listen to Clay Douglas? Oh, you've been reading A Free American? Oh, you must be a domestic. A violent radical with that extremist ideology called a Constitution. Jesus. Oh, that is one of those radical Christians, too. Did you hear? He used the name of Jesus. And, you know, the Homeland Security's already approached the pastors to tell them now you need to tell people, you know, to be just compliant here. Don't rebel against your masters. And yesterday, if you go back, you can hear some of the psycho politics. And, hey, they are doing it, following it to the letter. Drugging the individual produces an artificial exhaustion if he's drugged or shocked and beaten. Give a stranger command, his loyalties themselves can be rearranged. We'll be right back. I'm Clayton Douglas. Yeah, and I know what's going on.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. how to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power. Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
There are many types of storable foods, but how about a superfood that contains every nutrient that the human body needs for survival? 50% protein, 300 milligrams of potassium per ounce, and calcium and magnesium for your heart and bones, with many more nutrients found in this incredible food source that the government does not want you to have. This product is available in powder, seeds, and oil, and is shipped free to your door in the U.S. This product is illegal to grow in the U.S., but is legal to import. Don't waste time thinking about storing food. Plan ahead and prepare for yourself and your family now, and be in control of your destiny. You can save and invest your money, but in the end, food will be your greatest asset. Remember what the Word of God says in Ezekiel 7:19. Call 908-691-2608 and see what the powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Remember, food will be your greatest asset. Call 908-691-2608. This product does not contain THC. Call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
We're back. I'll take your calls. I want to know, what do you want to do about this? Everything I'm telling you is true. Everything, I mean, Lewis Teller has done, he's the president of the Voice of the Environment. And Dan Hamburg is a former congressman, and he's the executive director of the Voice of the Environment. And this story appeared in the... Well, Global Research out of California, and it appeared in the San Francisco Chronicle, rule by fear, rule by law. And they point out the Constitution does not allow the executive to have unchecked power under any circumstances. The people must not allow the president to use the war on terror to rule by fear instead of law. And, that kind of goes along with what I've been telling you from now for so long. And from Germany, Germany becomes the first country to admit clandestine chemtrails operation. Now, this all plays into it because of the statements on my True Face of FEMA, which you need to get and
you need to get a bunch of copies and distribute that all over the country here. In case of a single outbreak of smallpox in a major metropolitan area, we'll need 400,000 well-armed, well-trained, organized, disciplined troops to control the American people. Because some of them just won't follow orders. And if you get this issue's amazing, you'll find out why that's a bad idea to line up on the Kmart parking lot, roll up your sleeve, and let them hit you with mercury or worse. But one day, those fluffy little clouds that are being left behind those unmarked jets in the sky, one day you're going to look up at them and you can't tell that you're being sprayed with aluminum and with barium. It destroys your immune system. It hurts your immune system. But it doesn't have any immediate effects on you. But one day, if they just switch the ingredients, and the pilots don't know what is in those canisters, they don't know. And one day, you'll watch your person standing next to you fall over and die. And you will have been conditioned so you won't put it in together. And just as a dog can be trained, so can a man be trained. Just as a horse can be trained, so can a man be trained. Sexual loss, masochism, and any other desirable perversion can be induced by pain drug hypnosis and the benefit of psychopolitics. The changes of loyalty, allegiances, source of command can be occasioned easily by psychopolitical technologies, and these should be practiced and understood by psychopolitical operative before he begins to tamper with psychopolitical targets of magnitude. The actual simplicity of the subject of pain drug by hypnosis, the use of electric shock drugs, insanity producing injections. That's Halcyon and Haldol, folks. That's what I was given. That's what Billy Miller has been given. Because we are the germs that threaten the whole global whole. The global hole. And that's what it is, boy. It is a hole that's being dug for you. Global government, because they won't obedient slaves. Now, these chemtrails, a TV news report from Germany, is now confirming what my other film, I've got another film out there called Chemtrails, and for the last 8 years, that has been the pretty much the premier film on the whole Chemtrails operation. The TV news report states that military planes of the German Federal Army are manipulating our climate, and this is what the weather researchers are presuming, and their suspicions are confirmed. We can say with 97% certainty that we have on our hands chemical trails composed of fine dust containing polymers and metals used to disrupt radar signals. This is their main purpose, but I was surprised that this artificial cloud was so widespread. The radar images are stunning considering the needed tons of dispersed elements. Although the Federal Army claims that only small amounts of the material were propagated, the military heads claim that the substances can be used are not harmful. Not yet, they're not. In the United States of America, there are protests after protests for many years now against these military operations, and now people are mobilizing in Germany as well. For example, Johann Rummel of the Greens, it's obvious that enormous regions are being polluted with clandestine actions, but all of this has to be made public. The government must provide explanations to the unsuspecting population. This is very significant in the battle to find out why our governments are spraying chemicals into our atmosphere. However, it is only the tip of the iceberg. As far as researchers have been able to conclude, chemical spraying by our government has been in full operation since the mid-1990s, possibly earlier. And there's a video presentation here. It's a great introduction to chemtrails and its possible implications. Right now, we can only speculate what type of chemicals are being used in these operations. We know, actually, that barium and aluminum is there, and aluminum is suspected to cause Alzheimer's. Kind of gives a new meaning to the dumbing down of America. Now, if we saw a car driving down the road spewing out a plume of smoke, the way these planes are doing, we'd be very concerned. Considering that half the species in the world could be wiped out due to global warming, at least the least we could do is to demand that our governments explain what it is they're spraying us with, especially if military heads are claiming that the substances are not harmful. As we know, the militaries of the world say we have nothing to be concerned about, then we have everything to be concerned about. Keep in mind that chemtrails have been categorized as an exotic weapon system by the 107th Congress of the United States House, Bill 902977. Rocky Ward has got a nice little quote here. Get off your ass and take your government back. And, folks, what they've done, this whole communist psychopolitic operation has been instituted in America. A psychopolitical operative working in a university where you can direct the curriculum of the psychological classes is often tempted to teach some of the principles of psychopolitics to the susceptible students in the psychology classes. He must be thoroughly enjoyed to limit his information in psychology classes to the transmittal of the tenets of communism under the guise of psychology, and must limit his activities in bringing about a state of mind on the part of students where they will accept communism tenets as those of their own action and as modern scientific principles. The psychological operative must not, at any time, educate students fully in stimulus response mechanisms and must not impart to them, save those who will become his fellow workers, the exact principles of psychopolitics. It is not necessary to do so, and it is dangerous. And in Chapter 8, they talk about degradation and conquest are companions. In order to be conquered, a nation must be degraded either by acts of war or by being overrun, by being forced into humiliating treaties of peace, or by the treatment of her population under the armies of the conqueror. However, degradation can be accomplished much more insidiously and much more effectively by consistent and continual defamation. Defamation is the best and foremost weapon of psychopolitics on the broad field. Continual and constant degradation of national leaders, national institutions, national practices, and national heroes must be systematically carried out. But this is not the chief function of Communist Party members in general. Well, this is the chief function of Communist Party members in general, not the psychopolitician. The realm of defamation and degradation, Anti-Defamation League? That's exactly what they are. They are the Defamation League, not anti. Just don't talk about the Jews. Let's talk about the militia. Let's talk about the Constitution. Let's talk about the people that are opposing the illegal aliens and degrade them. The realm of defamation and degradation by the psychopolitician is man himself. by attacking the characters and morals of man himself, and by bringing about, through contamination of youth, a general degraded feeling, command of the populace is facilitated to a very marked degree. There is a curve of degradation which leads downward to a point where the endurance of an individual is almost at an end, and any sudden action toward him will place him in a state of shock. Similarly, a soldier held prisoner can be abused, denied, defamed, and degraded until the slightest motion on the part of his captors will cause him to flinch. Similarly, the slightest word on the part of his captives will cause him to obey or vary his loyalties and beliefs. You've got a textbook example of that in John McCain. Okay, we got a few minutes left here. And I'd like to take another call here, 800-313-9443. This is what I see happening to America. We're being degraded. Oh, yeah, homosexuals is okay. Yeah, 30 million illegal aliens here just because they've killed 50,000 of you. That don't matter much. What do you want to do? What do you want to do about it? Oh, you want to support the Constitution? You want to do something like that? Oh, my goodness. We just can't have you doing that. Now, you must be one of those violent radicals. We're going to eliminate you. The first thing to be degraded by the psychopolitical handbook, by lowering the endurance of a person, of a group, of a nation, and by constant degradation and defamation, it is possible to induce thus a state of shock which will receive adequately any command given. Yeah, we're doing this for your own good. Yeah, the war on terror. Now, first thing to be degraded in any nation is a state of man himself. Nations have which have high ethical tone are difficult to conquer. Their loyalties are hard to shake. Their allegiance to their leaders is fanatical. And what they usually call their spiritual integrity cannot be violated by duress. It is not effective to attack a nation in such a frame of mind. It is a basic purpose of psychopolitics to reduce that state of mind to a point where it can be ordered and enslaved. Thus, the first target is man himself. He must be degraded from a spiritual being to an animalistic reaction pattern. He must think of himself as an animal, capable only of animalistic reactions. He must no longer think of himself or thus of his fellows are capable of spiritual endurance or nobility. The best approach towards degradation in the first stages is the propaganda of scientific approach to man. Man must be consistently demonstrated to be a mechanism without individuality and must be educated into a population under attack that man's individualistic reactions are the product of mental derangement. The populace must be brought into the belief that every individual within it who rebels in any way, shape, or form against efforts and activities to enslave the whole must be considered to be a deranged person whose eccentricities are neurotic and insane, who must have at once the treatment of a psychopolitician. All right, 800-313-9443. And you can go to freeamerican.com to place an order And just to give you some more things. Ammunition ban bills on the move is in Illinois. A pair of ammunition ban bills are up for hearing at the House Executive Committee. If enacted, either of these bills could effectively ban the purchase of ammunition in Illinois. The bill in question is HB House Bill 4269, sponsored by Representative Monique Davis, and HB 4349, sponsored by Representative Naomi Jacobs. Ammunition manufacturers would be required to imprint a secret code on cartridges so the purchaser could be identified. We'll be right back.
Listening to RBN has helped you to prepare for an emergency and invest in the gold and silver markets, but now you'd like help managing your other investments. Would you prefer personalized investment advice? Onesti Investment Advisors can help. Onesti Investment Advisors will customize a portfolio with no conflicts of interest. Onesti Investment Advisors is a fee-based firm. We do no underwriting and receive no commission, so we always look after your interest. The better you do, the better we do. Get diversification by investing in stocks, bonds, mutual funds, ETFs, and more. Onesti Investment Advisors can help fund education, plan for retirement, lower your taxes, increase retirement income, and protect against a falling dollar. You've worked hard for your assets. Former floor trader and certified financial planner certificate, John Onesti, has the experience to help grow your investments. If you're looking to improve your investment results, call or email for a free consultation. Onesti Investment Advisors, 505-296-2453. That's 505-296-2453. Click on our banner ad on RBN or visit our website at onestiadvisors.com. Onesti Investment Advisors, looking after your investments.
Introducing the world's best air purifier. The Aeronizer produces high levels of activated oxygen right from the air you're breathing. It works the way nature does in cleaning and purifying the air in your home. Pet, cooking, cigarette, or even cigar smoke is no problem for this air purifier. It's so powerful it kills molds and mildews as well as bacteria and viruses in the air and on surfaces in your home. Made in the USA of the finest materials with an unconditional 2-year warranty. There are no moving parts to break, no plates to clean, and no filters to replace. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. Or visit the website now, www.aranair.us. That's www.aranair.us. Again, www.aranair.us.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
I got a couple of more things here, just a little thing here I want to share with you to head out with. And if you go to freeamerican.com, send me a donation today. I sure appreciate it. And Grump says, radicalization. I thought it was a ridiculousization, and I think you've got a better handle on it. But let's do this and see the truth. It's called this little clip is called The Truth.
This is the truth. If we turn things upside down, we can't expect goodness to win in the world. I would be lying to you if I said that the human race has a great future ahead. That altruism could replace egotism. That your lives could be filled with joy. That your children could be safe and healthy. Before anything, you must know, the human race does not deserve these things. And I am convinced of this because I know you. Corruption and hypocrisy are in your nature. Compassion breeds weakness when only the strong survive. And I refuse to believe, under any circumstance, that you can turn things around in the coming years. This world may be sinking to new depths. But there are even more revelations to come. The human race has only one destiny. And whether you like it or not, this is what is real. I am the Lord your God. And you should know that I believe exactly the opposite. I am the Lord your God. This is what is real. And whether you like it or not, the human race has only one destiny. There are even more revelations to come. This world may be sinking to new depths, but you can turn things around in the coming years. I refuse to believe, under any circumstances, that compassion breeds weakness when only the strong survive. And corruption and hypocrisy are in your nature. And I am convinced of this because I know you. The human race does not deserve these things. Before anything, you must know that your children could be safe and healthy. That your lives could be filled with joy. That altruism could replace egotism. The human race has a great future. We can't expect goodness to win in the world. We turn things upside down.